Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim Amar by Avram Goldar, and today Masechta Shavuos, Daf Lamed Zayin, the fifth parak, Shavuos HaPikadon. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara relates that several Amoraim who were learning Masechta Shavuos in Rabba's Yeshiva met Rav Kahana. He asked them, Hezi b'Shavuos HaPikadon Hisubo Mahu. If one eventually lied when swearing about a Pikadon, and Edim had warned him, what is the halacha? Do we say that since the law of Shavuos HaPikadon is a novelty, the Bechoa Torah lo ashkachan mezid de maisi carbon, for throughout the entire Torah we do not find a mezid who brings a carbon, yet one who swears falsely about a pikadon does bring a carbon, therefore even where he was warned he still brings a carbon? Or do we say that the carbon is only obligated when there was no hasra, but if there was, he receives malchus instead? Or is he liable to both? The Gemara presents several proofs and deflects them. Among them is a brisa which teaches that Shavuos Pikadon with Hasra is enoloka, does not incur malchus, but would bring a carbon. And the Gemara answers that it may mean deino nifter b'malchus, he is not absolved through his malchus, but must also bring a carbon. Point number two, and the above question was related to Rabba. He remarked that the question assumes that without Hasra, one would bring a carbon for swearing falsely, although Edim are available to disprove him. He asks, Kfiras Dvarim Ba'alma, it is a mere denial of facts without monetary impact, since he'll be refuted by the Edim and should not be liable to a carbon. The Gemara observes that Rabba holds a code for B'mamun Sheish Lav Edim Pater. One who denies a monetary obligation about which there are Edim is exempt from a carbon. Rabba's opinion is ultimately refuted from the Brisa quoted before, which clearly obligates a carbon for Shavuos HaPikadon even where Edim were available. Rav Yochanan said that one is liable for swearing even when there are Edim. Rav Papa explains that his denial does have a monetary impact. Edim avida demaisa, witnesses are prone to death and may never contradict the nitva's denial. And point number three, Rav Yochanan said that one who swears falsely about a monetary obligation recorded in a shtar is exempt. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua asked that a shtar may become lost and instead explained that the shtar represents a shibud karkos, a lien on the debtor's land. Ve'en mavin carbon al kfiras shibud karkos, and one does not bring a carbon for denying a lien on land because a shibud is the equivalent of land itself, about which there is no shibud obligation. Rav Yochanan and Rav Elazar argue about Edim who deny knowing testimony about the ownership of land. Rabbi Yochanan holds they are pater, like he holds that a Shavuos HaPikadon about Shibud Karkos is pater. The Gemara suggests that this machlokas parallels a machlokas tanaim about stealing land. Rabbi Eliezer holds that if one steals land and it becomes ruined, he must reimburse the owner, but the Chachamim hold he can return it as is because land cannot be halachically stolen. This machlokas depends on whether to darshan the psukim of stealing as a klal prat uklal, excluding carbon, slaves, and shtaros, or as a riba umiat v'riba, and only exclude shtaros. Since these psukim also discuss Shavuos HaPikadon, the machlokas would presumably apply there too. However, the Gemara concludes that Rabbi Eliezer may agree to exclude land from Shavuos based on a superfluous word. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara relates that several Amoraim who were learning Masechta Shavuos in Rabba's Yeshiva met Rav Kahana. He asked them, Hezi b'Shavuos HaPikadon Hisubo Mahu. If one eventually lied when swearing about a Pikadon and Edim had warned him, what is the halacha? Do we say that since the law of Shavuos HaPikadon is a novelty, the Bechoa Torah lo ashkachan mezid de maisi carbon, for throughout the entire Torah we do not find a mezid who brings a carbon, yet one who swears falsely about a Pikadon does bring a carbon, therefore, even where he was warned, he still brings a carbon? Or do we say that the carbon is only obligated when there was no hasra, but if there was, he receives malchus instead? Or is he liable to both? The Gemara presents several proofs and deflects them. Among them is a brisa which teaches that Shavuos HaPikadon with hasra is enoloka, does not incur malchus, but would bring a carbon. And the Gemara answers that it may mean deino nifter b'malchus, he is not absolved through his malchus, but must also bring a carbon. Point number two, and the above question was related to Rabba. He remarked that the question assumes that without Hasra, one would bring a carbon for swearing falsely, although Edim are available to disprove him. He asks, Kfiras Dvarim Ba'alma, it is a mere denial of facts without monetary impact, since he'll be refuted by the Edim and should not be liable to a carbon. The Gemara observes that Rabba holds a code for B'mamun Sheish Lav Edim Pater. One who denies a monetary obligation about which there are Edim is exempt from a carbon. Rabba's opinion is ultimately refuted from the brisa quoted before, which clearly obligates a carbon for Shavuos HaPikadon even where Edim were available. Rav Yochanan said that one is liable for swearing even when there are Edim. Rav Papa explains that his denial does have a monetary impact. Edim avida demaisa, witnesses are prone to death and may never contradict the nitva's denial. And point number three, Rabbi Yochanan said that one who swears falsely about a monetary obligation recorded in a shtar is exempt. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua asked that a shtar may become lost, and instead explained that the shtar represents a shibud karkos, a lien on the debtor's land. Ve'en mavin karbon al kfiras shibud karkos, and one does not bring a karbon for denying a lien on land, because a shibud is the equivalent of land itself, about which there is no shvu obligation. Rav Yochan and Rav Elazar argue about Edim who deny knowing testimony about the ownership of land. Rav Yochan holds they are pater like he holds that Yeshua's pikadon about Shibud Karkos is pater. The Gemara suggests that this machok is parallel to machok's denaim about stealing land. Rav Elazar holds that if one steals land and it becomes ruined, he must reimburse the owner, but the Chachamim hold he can return it as is because land cannot be halachically stolen. This malchokas depends on whether to darshan the psukim of stealing as a klal prat uklal, excluding carbon, slaves, and shtaros, or as a riba umiat veriba, and only exclude shtaros. Since these psukim also discuss shuas bikadon, the malchokas would presumably apply there too. However, the Gemara concludes that Rabbi Eliezer may agree to exclude land from shvuas based on a superfluous word. All right, so now we go to our siman daf lamed zayin, and our standard siman is laser tag. Laser tag, so here goes. When the boy lied when swearing about not having the other team's laser tag guns deposited by him after being warned by Edim, making him chayib to bring a carbon, his teammate shot back and said that since there are Edim, he is pater. Just like the kids who denied knowing who owned the laser tag arena and got off because it was about karka. Once again, slow motion. When the boy lied when swearing about not having the other team's laser tag guns, laser tag, that must be on daf lamed zayin. When the boy lied when swearing about not having the other team's laser tag guns deposited by him after being warned by Edim, making him chayev to bring a carbon, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if Shuas Bikadim with Hasra is liable to a carbon, Malkus, or both. So when the boy lied when swearing about not having the other team's laser tag guns deposited by him after being warned by Edim, making him chayev to bring a carbon, his teammate shot back and said that since there are Edim, he is patur, which reminds us, Rabbi held that Shuas Bikadon, where Edim were present, is exempt from a carbon. So when the boy lied when swearing about not having the other team's laser tag guns deposited by him after being warned by Edim, making Mechayev, to bring a carbon, his teammate shot back and said that since there are Edim, he is patur. Just like the kids who denied knowing who owned the laser tag arena and got off because it was about Karka, which reminds Rabbi Yochan and Rabbi Elazar argue about Edim who denied knowing testimony about the ownership of land. Rabbi Yochan holds their pater like he holds that Yeshua's pikadon about shibud karkos is pater. So once again, when the boy lied when swearing about not having the other team's laser tag guns deposited by him after being warned by Edim, making him chayev to bring a carbon, his teammate shot back and said that since there are Edim, he is pater. Just like the kids who denied knowing who owned the laser tag arena and got off because it was about karka. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach hazara. Daf Lamed Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg-legged pirate. So here goes. The peg-legged pirates. Peg-legged pirates? That must be on Daf Lamed Gimel. Peg-legged pirate. The peg-legged pirates who swore they didn't know Adas about the theft which required the thief to pay kanas, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, Mashbiya Eidi Kanas Mahu. If one is Mashbiya witnesses to a claim for a penalty payment, what is the halacha? The question is only relevant according to the Rabban who hold Modeb Kanas Va'achal Chabo Edim Pater. If one admits in a penalty case and witnesses come afterwards to testify, he's still exempt from paying. Otherwise, the Kanas is identical to a standard monetary claim. So the peg-legged pirates who swore they didn't know Edus about the theft which would require the thief to pay Kanas were amused when the pirates looking for Edus that they are pirates Miuchasim, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that if one tells Edim, I must be a you, that you should come and testify that I'm a Kohen or a Levi or that he's not a Halal, or he's must be a them to testify that someone else is a Kohen or the others, they're not liable. In a Braisa, Tanaim present four different sources that ain't a kas medabre al betvias mamun. The pasuk of Shmuel say Edus only discusses a monetary claim. So the peg-legged pirates who swore they didn't know Edus about the theft which would require the thief to pay kanas were amused when the pirates looking for Edus that they are pirates miuchasim were splashed by a pirate with a harsha'ah to make Edim swear for his friend, which reminds us. Shmuel explains that Edim would be liable for a monetary claim made on someone else's behalf, Bavoba Harsha'ah, where he comes to Basin with the power of attorney authorized in a shtar, which provides him the legal status of the Tovea.
Daf Lamed Daled, so the similar Daf Lamed Daled is a ladder. So here goes.
The rabbi standing on a ladder. Ladder? That must be more on Daf Lamed Daled.
The rabbi standing on a ladder who spotted a man who chased someone into a ruin come out with a bloody sword and the victim dying, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses ruling on monetary or capital cases based on circumstantial evidence and the incident of Shimon ben Shetach, who saw a person chase someone into a ruin and found a bloody sword in the pursuer's hand and the victim dying. He told the pursuer, "Wicked one, who killed this person? Either I or you. But what can I do when your blood is not in my hand to administer justice? Ella hamakum yipareb mcha. Rather may Hashem punish you." A snake immediately bit the murderer, and he died. So the rabbi standing on a ladder who spotted a man who chased someone into a ruin come out with a bloody sword and the victim dying, which was the same ladder that a debtor denied being at, even though he once tied a shoelace on it, which reminds us. The Gemara discusses a defendant caught lying about an incident which does not prove a debt. Rava argued any matter which is not incumbent upon a person to recall, he does without noticing and is not considered a liar for denying it. So the rabbi standing on a ladder spotted a man who chased someone into a ruin, come out with a bloody sword and the victim dying, which was the same ladder that a debtor denied being at, even though he once tied a shoelace on it, was nervous when he saw a distracted bachur walking towards the ladder, trying to figure out which is more similar to a shuasei pikadon. Is it shuasei eidos or me'ilah regarding bringing a carbon? Which reminds us, the Gemara discussed the difference between shuasei eidos and shuasei pikadon regarding bringing a carbon for mazid and the discussion whether shuasei pikadon is more similar to me'ilah or to shuasei eidos.
Daf Lamed Hey, so the similar Daf Lamed Hey is a children's choir singing la la la. So here goes. At the children's choir, that must be more on Daf Lamed Hey, la la la. At the children's choir Shavu Bashira concert, when a man in the audience shouted, "I must be you to testify," without specifying whom, which reminds us, if one stood in the base Knesset and said, "I must be you to testify for me," all those present are exempt until he specifies, aid him. So at the children's choir Shavu Bashira concert, when a man in the audience shouted, "I must be you to testify," without specifying whom, and then failed again when he was Mashbia B'Shamayim U'Ba'aretz, instead of using one of Hashem's names, which reminds us, the next mission teaches that if one is Mashbia witnesses, B'Shamayim U'Ba'aretz, by heaven and earth, they are exempt. But if he was Mashbia using Hashem's names, such as the one beginning with Olive Dalit, or with Chanun, gracious one, or Rachu, merciful one, they are liable. So at the children's choir Shavu Bashira concert, when a man in the audience shouted, "I must be you to testify," without specifying whom, and then failed again when he was Mashbia B'Shamayim U'Ba'aretz, instead of using one of Hashem's names, the choir decided to sing the Gadol Hachnasas Orchim song and invite the man on stage as their guest, which reminds us, a braisa lists numerous names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tanakh and discusses which actually referred to Hashem. All the Shem was written in connection with Avram are Kodesh, their sacred, meaning their divine names, except where he said, "Adonai, my master, if I have found favor in your eyes, please do not pass away from your servant." However, Rabbi Elazar Modai was quoted saying that this is also Kodesh. This opinion is followed by Rav, who derived from here. Gadol hachnasas orchim yoser mahakabalas b'nei shechina. Receiving guests is greater than receiving the shechina, which is why Avram went to receive guests, although the shechina was present. Daf Lamed Vav, so the simmer Daf Lamed Vav is a lulav. So here goes. The man who cursed himself with one of the names of Hashem, after he realized he held the lulav, that must be on Daf Lamed Vav, lulav. The man who cursed himself with one of the names of Hashem, after he realized he held the lulav upside down, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that one who curses himself or another is liable for using any name of Hashem, and the Gemara says this ruling is unanimous. Cursing oneself is prohibited by the pasuk, "Raki shamerocha u'shmur nafshecha ma'od," only beware for yourself and greatly beware for your soul, warning not to harm oneself, and the terms "hishamer pen va'al" connote a lo saseh. So the man who cursed himself with one of the names of Hashem, after he realized he held the lulav upside down, and then said to two witnesses, "May Hashem not strike you if you testify for me that I was sold a defective lulav," which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if one told Adim, "Al yakucha, may Hashem not strike you if you do testify for me," or "Yibarechucha, he should bless you if you testify," Rav Meir says they are chayim because a curse for not testifying is implied, but the chachamim disagree. The Gemara will come to distinguish between inferring for an Isser case versus inferring in a Mamun case. So the man who cursed himself with one of the names of Hashem, after he realized he held the lulav upside down, and then said to two witnesses, "May Hashem not strike you if you testify for me that I was sold a defective lulav," was outraged when the person he deposited his lulav case with took a shvuas bikadon and denied
it was in his possession. Which reminds us, the fifth perek details the laws of Shavuos Pikadon, the oath of deposit, where someone denies possessing someone else's Pikadon, or loan, with a specific consequence of a carbon asham, and paying an additional fifth. This applies to all people, including those disqualified from Eidus. Remeir says one is only liable for a Shavuah outside of Beis Din if he himself swore. If someone else was Mashbiah him, he's only liable in Beis Din. The Chachamim hold that one is always liable even outside of Beis Din. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do you want about exemptions from Shavuos HaEidus, such as not specifying the witnesses? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number 2.
Which daf do we learn that any matter which is not incumbent on a person to recall, he does without noticing and is not considered a liar for denying it? That's on daf Lamed Daled.
Good. Number 3.
Which daf do we learn that everyone agrees a single witness is liable for denying testimony because his aidus would have required payment, such as the case of Naska de Rabbi Abba, where someone grabbed a silver bar from someone? That's on daf Lamed Beis.
Good. Number 4. Which daf do we discuss if Shavuos Pikadon with Hasra is liable to a carbon, malchus, or both? Daf Lamed Zayin. Good.
Number 5.
Which daf brings 13 activities which are prohibited in Beis Din because they violate Bidvar Shecher Tircha, distance yourself from falsehood? That's on daf Lamed Aleph.
Good.
Number 6.
Which daf do we in the Rabbah held that Shavuos Pikadon where Eidim were present is exempt from a carbon? That's on daf Lamed Zayin. Good.
Number 7.
Which daf do we learn that if one is Mashpia Eidim b'shamayim v'ba'aretz, by heaven and earth, they are butter? That's on daf
Lamed Hey.
Good.
Number 8.
Which daf do we discuss Shavuos Pikadon, whether it's closer to Shavuos HaEidus or Mi'iwa, regarding bringing a carbon for a mazid? That's on daf
Lamed Daled.
Good.
Number 9.
Which daf do we discuss swearing about Karka regarding Shavuos Pikadon or Shavuos HaEidus? That's on daf
Lamed Zayin.
Good. Number 10.
Which daf do we ask what the halacha is if one is mashpia witnesses to a claim for a kanas, a penalty payment? That's on daf
Lamed Gimel.
Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.